Now, said Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi rejects the authority of the court that is scheduled to try him next week. Morsi supporters say he has not employed any lawyer to defend him against charges of incitement to murder. Morsi and 14 others will be brought to trial on November the 4th in connection with deadly clashes between his supporters and opponents outside the presidential palace in December 2012. Morsi came from the Muslim Brotherhood. He was Egypt's first freely elected leader and came to power in 2012, 1 year after dictator Hosni Mubarak was toppled. Morsi was then ousted himself by the junta amid massive protests against his year-long rule. Well, let's speak to our correspondent, Karim Gemaleddin, who joins us now via Skype from Cairo. Karim, no lawyer being appointed by Morsi. He's rejecting the legitimacy of this trial and of the court itself. Tell us a bit more about what we can expect come November the 4th.
Indeed, Kniz, the anti-coup alliance has said on its official website that the deposed president, Mohamed Morsi, does not recognize any of the processes taken by or that which comes after or as a result of a coup. And also, the lawyer of Mohamed Morsi has said that there were no lawyers employed, and there would be just a team of his lawyers observing the proceedings, and they will not be the lawyer of Mohamed Morsi has confirmed himself that the defense team that will be present on the first day of his of Mohamed Morsi's trial scheduled for the 4th of November in the in a security facility close to Tora prison, where the two sons of the ousted dictator Hosni Mubarak are being held pending their retrial. So there's also some talk about whether Mohamed Morsi will be present himself or not, but we still cannot confirm whether.
Let me just jump in there very quickly if I can. Can Mohamed Morsi expect a free trial, even if his lawyers do take part in the process, or has the verdict already been decided?
Well, it is difficult to say about now about the verdict, but many believe, Kniz, that justice would be difficult to be attained, especially that those holding the high judicial positions and those in the high security officials were appointed by ousted Mubarak himself are still in their positions, and many are also are skeptical about the fairness of the trial, having the remnants of Mubarak's era still in their positions, and that's but also the brutal security force and their heavy-handed tactics used against the anti-coup protesters, and also the wide-scale detentions, which is believed to be unlawful.
Okay.
To the sympathizers or the members of the Muslim Brotherhood, are making many here in Egypt skeptical about the fairness of the trial or about the transparency of the political roadmap that has been put forth by the military since the ouster of Mohamed Morsi on July 3rd. And also,
okay, our correspondent Karim Gemaleddin there reporting from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. We've run out of time. That